Hello, this is Marilyn Hickey, and we're so happy you called. If you're calling to request products or resources, or to give your financial support to the ministry, press 1.
Marilyn Hickey Ministries, my name is Anthony. May I have your first name?
Can you speak a little louder, ma'am?
Marilyn Hickey Ministries, my name is Anthony. May I have your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're a boy. I'm Deborah Wilkerson.
How may I help you today, Deborah?
My last name is Wilkerson. Well, I wanted to donate. I actually just turned on the TV and I seen the thing about the sex slaves and stuff, and I wanted to donate to the girls.
Okay, you want to make a donation? Sure. Well, Marilyn said I'd like to keep a record of every call. Can I get your telephone number with area code first, please?
Huh? 706-518-3684.
I got 706-508-518. 518.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the last four?
3664.
3667.
3664.
Four. Okay. So I got 70.
I'm sorry. I was on hold. Oh Lord, I was on hold for so long. I'm actually on the bathroom.
Okay.
Oh God.
Oh.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Is everything okay?
Oh my God. Oh. Girls, Natalie, you're going to have to get a mop. I made a mess.
Everybody, get in line. Nothing can come between us. Nothing gets you down. Nothing strikes your fancy. Nothing turns you on. Somebody is waiting in the hallway. Somebody is falling down the stairs. Set someone free. Break someone's heart. Impressive. Do not. space. Divided in sections and then give it away. There were no big secrets. Don't believe what you read. We have great big bodies. We got great big heads. Run, 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 run it all together. Check it out, still don't make no sense. Make it flippy floppy, trying to do my best. Lock the door, we kill the beast. Kill it.
Front door. Kids or a woman is going off.
What you mean she keep chickens on her bed? We don't worry about size.
My name is Charlie, your spirit guide.
Juicy vagina, juicy vagina. Wet, 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 and juicy vagina. Juicy vagina, juicy vagina. Wet, 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 juicy vagina. Juicy vagina, juicy vagina. Wet, 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 juicy vagina. I am the queen of vagina. I am the queen of promiscuous. I am the queen of janitor. Come tickle, tickle my vagina. Come have sex with my vagina. Come have sex with my vagina.
I don't really think I need the reasons why I won't succeed. I haven't started. Let's get this show on the road.
Right.
Let's make it obvious. Bed on is off and rolling.
Hello.
I need to be dazzling. I want to be rainbow high. They must have excitement, and so must I.
Right. Cunt.
I'm their product. It's vital you sell me some Machiavelli, make an Argentine rose. I need to be thrilling.
Right.
And I shall be.
And so,
so
do
I.
Hair, smell, stench, vagina itch, cunt.
There might have been drugs or alcohol on the inside. It made us write this stupid program that we wrote.
The scummy soldiers expect me to outshine the enemy. The aristocracy, I won't disappoint them.
Oh, really?
I'm their savior. That's what they call me. So roll up a call me. Anything goes to make me fantastic.
Oh, God,
help me. Imagine a goddess. You're not decorating my girl for a night on the town.
Excuse me?
And I'm not a second-rate queen getting kicks with a crown. Next stop will be your
arm. And what happened?
The
look up, hidey, you're up. Because you wanna know what you're gonna get in me. Just a little touch of Argentina's brand of star quality.
Oh, is that over? I'm gonna play my theme song because I don't want to talk yet. How's that for ya? Na-da-da-da, la-da-da, vagina itching.
Tomorrow I write a poem.
Where's the phone? Hello, is it me?
Watch your circle all the way down your throat.
You bitch.
Hi, everyone. It's Madge. I'm here. And I'm a lesbian. I was napping and working at the same time. What happened is I finished work. I worked very hard today. Very hard. You know, the problem is sometimes I work hard and sometimes I work even harder because I'm a lesbian and lesbians work hard for very little money. Normally, we have to polish floors, not just polish them, but sand them. My Motu device, you know, the one I've been talking about lately, because I don't have anything else to talk about. Wait, I'm going to turn down the potential, the gain on my holder, because I noticed last, not that one, other holder, microphone holder. I noticed the other day, as in last week, that my sometimes my levels got a little hot when I got a little bothered, if you know what I'm saying. So I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be hot and bothered for y'all. Oh, I said y'all. I'm turning into a Deborah Wilkerson. Nade. Okay, I'm just going to yell a little to say, I don't want to. Like descamisados. I think that's a good line. I am Evita and my mother sucks and she's... No, I mean Evita. No. Never mind. Excuse me. What?
Hold on.
is
chickens under the bed.
By the way, the chickens, the chickens that I sometimes babysit, though I haven't babysat them lately because the last two times I had turns to babysit, I had signed up for the chicken tenders. That's what it's called. I had to go on business trips both times. I haven't had any business trips since then, so I thought, you know what? It's just a sign, right? No chickens for me. Plus, it's a pain in the ass. It really is. It's a pain in the ass to babysit chickens. It's filthy. And your shoes get dirty. It's really hard to clean all the chicken shit out of your shoes. People don't talk about that enough. All right. So we're going to be serious today. You know why? Because I don't want to talk about anything serious. Right?
Well, that's too bad. That's no good.
But the problem is I felt this thing where I'm dreading not talking about what I need to talk about, which is, you know, that horrible political situation in the Middle East. And the problem is, you know, I really need to...
The Cheryl pushed in her prolapse. The Cheryl
Ma'am, can you hang up the phone, please?
So many distractions, but I'm not going to do it anyway.
I like it in the butt.
But I was saying that the issue is I have this, my Motu device. I believe that the warranty is good for 2 years, which will take me to August. But the problem is the screen is graying. I mean, it's a black and white display, and part of it is, you know, looks a little burnt, to be perfectly frank with you. And I don't like that. But I don't like returning things either. So I don't know, but my last Motu, the display went a little freaky too, but it worked fine for years. Sound probably won't do anything.
We're on literally cloud 9, 10, or 11.
The other side of the brain said, dummy.
Who is that queen that's all over Instagram who stole Sylvia from Yeast? I just want to, I find it upsetting. I mean, if you're going to steal Sylvia, that's fine, but at least credit the Yeast department.
Where's my purse?
I mean, come on, we have been doing Sylvia since she was alive. And you're just like, I'm a connoisseur of camp, and I have huge glasses, and I discovered Sylvia. Isn't this video great? And then all the queens eat it up. I'm just jealous.
When you look at yourself in the mirror...
Because nobody ever pays attention to me. Yeah, I was listening to this wonderful... Poor me. Poor me, right? Poor me.
There might have been drugs or alcohol.
Poor me. Yeah, I was listening to this wonderful podcast today on the Radio Open Source, which is actually the first podcast in the universe, Christopher Lydon. It's a wonderful podcast. I interviewed this guy. I think he was on Terry Gross, and it's about how algorithms flattening culture. And he talks about a lot of the monoculture stuff that we used to talk about years and years ago, monoculture, and particularly they talk about how the algorithms just suck and how, you know, artists have to pretty much, in order to do the art they want to do, they have to like also post the stuff that people are interested in. In other words, if you're going to push the boundary with your art, people basically aren't going to be interested in it because the algorithms only want mundane crap. So in order to do your art and get paid for it, you have to be popular doing mundane crap in addition to your art. So if you're like a talented artist and you make paintings or whatnot, that are really great, but, you know, they're not popular. You have to show yourself getting ready for the day, you know, and be hot, and then people will like you, and then you'll get money from that, and then hopefully support your... So it's really no different from, like, basically, yeah, having to do a job you hate, or you have to be Taylor Swift, which they talked about, too, and how she's a billionaire, and how, like, if you don't like her, you get ostracized. Yeah, not just the algorithm, but just this, there's this social situation that kind of destroys anyone who is against her. Like, people will come after you if you're like, I don't like Taylor Swift. And I'm the same. I won't go after Taylor Swift because she's against Trump. But after Biden wins again, and he will, because Trump is ridiculous.
Diabetes.
I'm not playing with that shit. I'm not going to play the two sides thing. I mean, it's like, it's so easy to say Biden, not Trump. So that's dumb. It's so easy, right? I mean, it's simple. It's a simple choice. I mean, if it's complicated, then just think about the Supreme Court. But I'm not going to spoon feed this shit for you. But anyway, so I wanted to talk. I don't want to be an advocate right now. I don't want to be a pundit. And this is what's different about me, audience, is that I used to sort of be very preachy on this grumhole. And maybe I still am. I don't know. I'm not very self, whatever the thing is with the vagina monologues. Self-aggrandizing? No. Self-aware? No.
I don't go for the strange, weird, beaded doorways, falcon, whatever it might be.
Balls. Right. Oh, and if you'll notice, my my business is working now. It doesn't, I can, if I whisper, you don't hear me whispering now, which is how it's supposed to work because my compressor's working. Last week, remember I had that technical issue? And remember how upset I was about that, audience? Remember? Well,
Miss Tracy, guess what?
I fixed it. Well, I didn't really fix it. I found out that there's some sort of a bug. And the whole thing of it was MSR's were being banned, was that my vagina, no, you know, it tripped. My vagina got stuck on the USB-C cable and it slimed. My vagina actually slimed the cable. And when you put a vaginal slime on the cable, it can make it disconnect, and then you don't get a compressor no more. Yeah, that's right. No more compression. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. No. I like Madonna now because she yelled at somebody in a wheelchair. So she's cool again. She's still cool. See, it's same with Taylor Swift. Madonna was the Taylor Swift of my generation, right? Except, what was I going to say? Right, she was super popular, like, to just crazily because of her business sense, not because of her taste or talent or whatever. But she's been great with people with AIDS, and I respect her for that. And, you know, she did a big thing with the people that died of AIDS in her concert, and I think that that's wonderful, so I'm not going to shit-talk her or Taylor Swift for two different reasons. But who cares? Am I? Did I? But I can't wait till after the election so I can talk about how much I hate Taylor Swift again with her horrible bedazzled costumes and all the people that, ugh. I just don't understand it, you know? I don't understand it. Oh, they said on this radio open source, oh, but she puts herself out there. She makes herself out. Oh, and I fucking don't. I don't fucking, you know, I had my fucking lover's funeral on a fucking podcast. I don't put myself out there. Where's my $1 billion, cunts? But she gave $700,000. No, she gave $700 million for some poor girl school. I did that too. I just don't talk about it. I gave, you know, a lot of money to, well. I mean, in terms of percentage of my revenue, it's probably the same. You know what I mean? Girdle. Right. So anyway, I'm trying to avoid this subject. Oh, yeah. So how did I fix it for real? It wasn't a vagina. It wasn't because I was sitting on the cable. I know you probably thought I meant that. Oh, I got a pubic hair. Well, it can't be a pubic hair. I wasn't eating any pussy out. That I can think of. Oh, it's from my microphone. It's got a fuzz ball on it. You know, one of those, a puff ball, right? It's got a puff ball. Okay, so let me make sure the stream is working.
Oh, it's from my microphone. It's got a fuzz ball.
Yeah, it's working. Oh, it's raining. I don't even but Madonna sucked in Evita, and I was playing the Patti LuPone version. I will never play the fucking Madonna shit.
I don't really think I need the reasons why I won't succeed. La, 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 la.
Let's get the show on the road. Let's make it obvious. I almost knew the song. Right. I need to be bow high. Right. You like my song? Why do I always forget to turn my potentiometer down when I'm talking over shit? I'm out of the worst. Shut the fuck up. All right, let's see. Bill Frisell. He always calms me. Bill Frisell. So the thing is, I need to talk about it, but I think I need to have some Bill Frisell on there. Do I have a play history or something? Because that was nice what I was listening to when I was napping in between work items. That's fine. All right. Oh, not that. I got a little bit of Bill Frisell in the Downs. Yeah, we're playing a little Bill Frisell there. Just in the background. Me and you. Me girls. My girls and me. Well, there's good news in the audience that we do have some live audience today. You want to pay attention. It's mostly my Telegram gals. Because I don't have it. chat room, really. I mean, I think there's a Discord, Pride 48, but to be honest, I don't really check it. But I'm with my girls in my little private room girl. And I, the good news is that Daniel is shitting. He's dutying now during this grum. At least he was at 6:14. Actually, that was 6:14 and 6:20. 6:20. I don't think he's still shitting. That would be awful if he was. He might be, because sometimes you get... You know, one thing that happens is you get older. When you shit, your legs get a little numb. Did you know that? People don't talk about that. I bet Trump is going to talk about that on one of his, like, you know, two-hour authoritarian ruler monologues that he gives to his people. You know, people don't know that when you get old, you duty and your legs get numb. People have been telling me, you know, nobody ever talks about it but me. I know everything. And I'm going to represent you, Vlosent. But don't ban TikTok. By the way, I have to say it. Yeah, I'm not a fan of China, and I'm certainly not a fan of TikTok, but I don't really feel comfortable banning it. I mean, that's not something you do unless you really consider all of the precedents you're setting, and it makes me really nervous to censor, you know, a network. I'm sorry. I think I had felt differently about that maybe before, and I think I changed my mind after speaking with people who are like... The art vamp, who's now, what is her name? Vole Vivterine. She's a gyne artist, and she kind of convinced me that it's probably not a good idea to ban TikTok, so yeah, I'm against it. Oh, good news also. Daniel says his feet also fall asleep sometimes on the toilet. But Daniel, that's only as you've gotten an old... That's also because you're a fat old woman, right? Like me? It could be just fat people. All right, I need to talk about this stupid goddamn... Here's the thing. I've been wanting to talk about the IP, the Israel-Palestine, in a way, but I also don't want to talk about it. It's like a writer's block. Like, I feel like I have to talk about it, but I feel myself not talking about it because I don't want to talk about it. But mainly, I don't know what to say about it because I'm so confused, right? But it's important. And I don't want to preach because... And this is what I was starting to talk about earlier before I started to talk about how this display on my grumhole is dimming. But, like... I used to be preachy, you know, when I was like one of the only people doing what I do on this podcast. Now they have these people who became famous playing video games like Hassan Piker and Jimmy Dore. Well, Jimmy Dore wasn't a video game. But these people who became famous from streaming video games with absolutely no credentials, and nobody seems to care that they have no credentials. And then they lecture people on, you know, global thus and so's, you know, and it's just ridiculous. And when I see that, I'm thinking, God, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be somebody who claims to have some sort of authority. I mean, I'm just some lesbian. I don't know anything. You know what I mean? Oh, here we switch the song. I don't know anything, but at the same time, if I'm not telling you how I feel, then I'm doing you a disservice because it means that I'm just going to talk about my vagina and I don't care about my vagina and you don't care about my vagina. I mean, you do care about my vagina, and I do too. But the thing of it is, I need to talk about this, but I don't want to talk about it. Is it only fat people that get their feet numb on the toilet? Yes, Hassan Piker is hot. That's the problem. He's hot. And I can't wait till he's not hot anymore and everyone hates him. But he is hot. I'll give him that. That's the problem. He's hot. Anyway, you can't Google? Pick, please. You can't Google? You can't Google? Jesus Christ. I love when people ask for stuff. What, am I your goddamn secretary? Pick, please. Oh, you don't have Google? You don't have fucking Google? You don't have Google? You can't just copy and paste a name into Google? You need it to be served because you have free assistance in the Telegram chat? I agree he's hot, and he probably has a hairy asshole, Taylor Hackerty, maker of my album art. I got to talk about Taylor for a sex cunt, okay? Taylor, I got to say this about Taylor. Taylor's been making the album art lately, although he didn't make the most recent one with the booty. That was John Werner, my older girl. She used to do it. She kind of has been a little vacant. And then, so John Werner hasn't been making the album art. He used to make it all the time, did wonderful album art for years. But then he kind of stopped, and I'm like, Taylor, and I sort of convinced Taylor to do it. And Taylor kind of wanted to do it, but he thought he wasn't good enough. I said, Taylor, you can do this. Well, I want to tell you something, Taylor. Please pay attention. Stop talking about Hassan Piker. I'm getting annoyed. Because I'm going to give you compliments, and I need you to be here for this. But Taylor, the thing is, when you did the album art of me in Mexico with the stupid dude he had, and I sent you some pictures of snapshots, stop it. They're sending pictures of Hassan Piker on the goddamn shit. You really are absolutely in touch. You get it. What I'm saying is, you get what I'm trying to do, Taylor. The message I am sending through my grumhole is like being visualized by you. Stop it, Taylor. Stop it. I don't want to see his... I didn't know he had his dick hard. I'm like, dick on him. Wait a minute. That's different. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I didn't see that one. I didn't see that. That's a big dick there, I think. I think it's a big dick. Yeah. Isn't he Turkish? Turkish men have humongous penises. But that doesn't change anything. But Taylor, stop with the... I can't look at this huge cocked... I need to take to my bed. Now I need to reboot. Hold on. What I'm saying, Taylor, is that you really get me, and I appreciate that. You get it. You were able to visualize my thus and so, and I appreciate that because it means I reach at least one person, right? I know I don't mean just you, but it's nice to see that you're able to interpret that. Yes. Right. There are nudes. Well, post the nude then, fuck it. I don't have time for this. Might as well just get it all out there. Does she have an OnlyFans, this Hassan Pikers? But like, how does this... I mean, granted she's hot. Granted a nice, huge Turkish cock, okay? Granted. But how does that qualify her to speak on global politics? Wait. Oh no. Is my... holder thing going on? No, I think my holder's... It seemed like it got stuck. I was trying to see if my holder vision got... I had another issue yesterday. I rewired some things. I never told you about the thing with the thing hole, audience. The thing with the thing hole about the wire, my vagina, and then they started showing pictures of this humongous cocked streamer who, you know, really is very annoying, but at the same time hot. Ugh, so annoyed. Every time he posts something stupid on like one of the tanky forums, I'm always like, because he's a tanky. Google that too. I'm always like, oh, what video game was he playing when he had that wonderful pronouncement? You know, when he made that wonderful, you know, summarization of the world. What video game was he playing? Because he's a streamer.
My mama approved of my sister selling her pussy.
Right? Okay, where was I? Anyway, keep it coming, keep it coming. Will you stop? I don't want to see the goddamn nipples. Ugh. Okay. All right. Oh, that's his butt? Huh. Okay. Well, that's something. All right. Well, I guess I'll listen to his politics then, since... Yeah, since that's his butt. Right. I'm a lesbian. What do I care? Anyway, stop with that. Why did I breast? I'm above my breasts, is sag. I'm not ashamed of my stomach. All right. So anyway, okay. I didn't tell you how I fixed the thing because these bitches keep showing pictures of naked Turkish huge cocks. Where was I? Oh, the wire. So what it was is when they changed something in my software, the QMix software, And what was happening was I had the, for years, well, not years, a while, at least almost 2 years, the Motu device was plugged directly into my, not directly, indirectly, into my monitor, my LG monitor via USB-C, which connects via FireWire to Thunderbolt 4, FireWire, God, into my MacBook Pro. And what happens is, will you stop with that pictures? God damn it, just stop it. Now they're showing his pits. You can't objectify this Turkish man with a huge cock. All right. Ugh. Can I just finish a sentence before you post another huge... If you don't... Look, if you're not going to post a nude, then stop it and let me just get this out. Because otherwise I have to close that window. And if I close the window, I won't know if there's anything not... You should be against him, S... Because he's horrible. His opinions are awful. Okay. Listen. Where was I? Oh, it's so hard to get anything out of MADE. Let me check, make sure I'm still recording. Yeah, I'm recording. So here's the thing with this. What was happening is when the display would go to sleep, it would lose the connection... The Motu device, the audio interface, would lose the connection to the computer, and somehow the QMIC... I know nobody cares about this. There's one person that does, though. I forget his name. Sean. Sean cares. Sean. And then he... I love when people, like, from Boston add an extra letter that isn't there, like Sean. Sean. But the thing... So what was happening, it was going... To, it was, like, when my monitor goes to sleep overnight or whatever... It disconnects the Motu device from the. No, he's not a hair lip. Do you see a hair lip? No, he's not a hair lip like your boyfriend's with that fucking triangle head who whispers and talks about nothing. But why am I defending this person? He's awful. Anyway, not a hair lip. Why would you say he's a hair lip? There's no hair lip scar on there at all. Why would you say that, S? There's no hair lip scar. Why would you say that? You think he photoshopped, like, a video somehow? Like, put a no hair lip filter on his video to completely remove the hair lip? I don't think so. People don't do that. There's no anti-hair lip filter that I know of. No, it does not look like a hair lip. Zoom in and show me where it looks like a fucking hair lip. Like, you're just mad because your triangle head guy that was so hot has a hair lip surgery. You know, that's not my fault, just because you didn't notice. There's a lot of hair lips on Instagram, that for to drink, that Texas queen or whatever she is, that she goes to Wendy's in her pink car, and her boyfriend has a horrible hair lip. I'm not allowed to say that, though. Okay, I'm not getting to where I want to talk about. It's been already a half hour of this shit. I don't want to. Stop it. There's no hair lip there. Do you not know what a hair lip is? Oh, my God, a hair lip is A-R-E. A hair lip is a cleft palate, not a fucking mustache, you stupid bitch. You can't possibly believe that letter S. You can't possibly believe that. That's ridiculous. How could you? I've never met anyone who thinks that. Ugh. Now I'm disgusted with you girls. A hair lip. Would I? All right. No, it did not look like a hair lip from a distance. It's not a hair lip. Oh, my God. Now I'm getting a downswing. Okay. Just stop it. All right. Okay. So, anyway. So, when I ended up having to connect the stupid interface directly to the fucking, you know, MacBook Pro, which I hate doing. So, And then I realized, you know, I was complaining about my potentiometers moving slowly sometimes, and I realized, well, maybe that's because I have another interface thing that is connected to both my control surface as well as the second monitor, and the second monitor uses a lot of bandwidth. So I thought, well, maybe all that bandwidth, and I tried contacting Gigatick about it, but he got bitchy after the 12th tweet because he's not in my chat room anymore because he's very... easily upset, and then he rage quits my Telegram every 5 seconds, so I can't ask him my tech questions. But I was trying to understand, like, could the bandwidth from my monitor be somehow sucking up the bandwidth from my fader thing, my fader port 8 production controller, which is my holder, or my my thus and so holder, my potentiometer holder thing. So I put, so now I have the three wires coming out of my laptop. Now I'm so annoyed. Three wires. One is a firewire to the monitor, which in turn connects to many other devices, such as the, well, you get the point. And then the other one goes to the, only to the audio interface device, so that I don't have to deal with all those, you know, the missing, whisper quiet thing, the thing that oh, it still works. The whisper thing holder. The thing that stops me from being able to whisper, right? Which I want. I don't want to be able, because I don't want you to hear me breathing. It's disgusting. Because then you hear me breathing out of my nose, and then it reminds me I have to go to the sleep specialist next month. And I've been tracking my sleep. But so I have three wires, right? But it seems, the good news is it seems to be working much better now. So I guess Gigatigger was wrong, because he said that because there's a separate channel for the display port thus and so, I'm sorry, this is boring. I'm almost to the point. The display point thus and so holder is a separate channel, even though it's the same fucking anchored stupid USB-C device, that it shouldn't be taking any bandwidth. But guess what it does? What about Reagan's new condo? Fuck her. All I want to know is how is she going to, like, what is she going to do with all those extra square inches of wall space? I mean, she's going to have to fill up every square centimeter, every square millimeter of wall space on her new apartment. And she had a one bedroom, and now she's going to a two bedroom in Long Beach. How is she going to fill up every square inch of white space on her walls? Because Reagan Fox cannot stand to have any white space on her walls. That is the only question in my mind. Oh, no, not that song. We Shall Overcome. I will never overcome. So, all right, so audience, thank you for stopping to post to Sandpiker. But anyway, back, I'm glad that I got that out. I think I've completely finished my discussion on my technical issues from last week. And it's all Gigatigger's fault for steering me and being wrong. If he was in the Telegram group, he would rage quit for being wrong again right now. So it's almost like we had a rage join and quit with Gigatigger already. Is this too esoteric, audience? You ever think about work and how you're behind and how it sucks? Me too. But at least Bitcoin is at an all-time high. So I guess now we're going to talk about the IP, the Israel-Palestine. Israel-Palestine. Oh, Taylor Haggerty is unemployed. If anybody wants to hire somebody who makes really good album art about Yeast Radio, is that okay, Taylor, that I promoted your unemployment situation? What are your skills besides getting high a lot and making album art about duty? We're breathing. This is just a space before I talk about the IP. My wife made some, I made a pot roast before I went to Mexico, and I forgot about it. And so my wife froze a lot of it. Apparently I made two pot roasts, and then I blacked out because I forgot. And the pot roast, so we've been eating them. The pot roast, the frozen pot roast is delicious. I mean, it's just delicious, my pot roast. It's just shredded fibers of meat. Taylor says, nothing, I'm worthless. You should make that your LinkedIn headline. Worthless. How about this? Worthless as a pimple on a dick. My friend Natalie used to say that a lot. Then she died of cancer when I was living in France. How do you make a pot roast, says this person. Well, you read a recipe. Oh, no. It's not fixed. Did you hear that delay? Oh, no. Why? I follow the recipe in the Le Creuset cookbook. Now I'm spiraling because... Oh, see? Look. Delay, delay, delay. The potentiometer's turned up and it's not reacting. God damn. What the fuck is happening? So maybe I owe Giga... Yes. I owe the Giga to your apology. See, it's like lagging again. Wait, I have to do this. Not lagging, not lagging. Not lagging. But sometimes it lags. Motherfucker. Why is it sometimes lagging? So Giga Tigger was right. And I'm in a bad mood and I'm spiraling because of my technical issue. I was worried that I didn't have any technical issues to dwell on during my post-grim. I don't know why that happens. Does anybody have any... It loses... Maybe it's just a problem with the interface. I bet it is. Not the interface, the holder thing. The controller. The driver for the controller. I bet that's what it is. Or something with Mac OS. Sonoma. It's been funky. Deborah said she was going to revert because she had some fucked up issues with her streaming. The Sonoma, they fucked up some shit. Maybe it's because the whole goddamn thing's running on an iPhone, basically. I mean, it's basically what these new Apple Silicon chips are. They're goddamn iPhones. But just iPhones in a bigger can, right? Now I'm upset. All right. So now we have to talk about the Israel-Palestine, right? It's time. Time to talk about Israel-Palestine. Well, here's the thing. So I'm going to talk about it from the standpoint of not the thing, right? Stay-at-home pussy. No, I use the Le Creuset cookbook. It's a very nice recipe. I don't use ketchup. I use, a lot of thyme, a lot of shallots that get fried ahead, a lot of shallots. Wine and some beef broth, bay leaf, and then I put in some spicy paprikas, kind of stuff to spice it up a little. Salt and pepper. I mean, you got to fry the meat first. You got to brown it. I'm not going to revert. How dare you? No, Deborah reverted. That's a good word for you to use. Did you Google revert? Person. I don't want to talk about this shit. Do I have to? Yes, I'm just going to tell you how I feel. How it makes me feel. I'm not going to lecture you, audience. Because I have nothing to lecture on. Because I don't know what the fuck. To be honest, I see so many people. I see protesters. They know everything, right? You know, like, Israel bad. Palestine good. Victim, right? And, you know, and or it's like... Oh, you know, bad guy on the Oscars, you know, said that, you know, the occupation is bad. He's evil and he hates himself for being Jewish. You know, it's like, I don't have the wonderful privilege of knowing everything in this case. So all I can do is tell you the little bits and pieces of thoughts that I have that may or may not make sense together. And share them with you in the hopes that it will relieve some of this pressure that I'm feeling about this situation. There is no... I don't believe that... first of all, I don't know where to start with this. I don't think you can say... I understand criticizing... So you can criticize the occupation. I have read a lot about this stuff. There's a really good book called My Promised Land by Ari Shavat, and I strongly recommend it. It's not like a one-sided pro-Israel thing. It's basically a guy who's a very liberal Israeli that, you know, that goes through the book for the first several chapters and just basically says all the shitty things that, mainly focused on the shitty things that the Zionists did in founding the country. They weren't all Zionists. Many of the kibbutzim started off not, you know, with the intention of being Zionist at all. It's just that the Zionist faction one. I mean, originally a lot of the kibbutzim were just there to sort of establish kind of a socialist presence, almost a communist presence in Palestine, and, you know, get along well with the Arabs and establish a Jewish homeland alongside the Palestinians without necessarily kicking them out. But then Ben-Gurion and his sort of faction, they are the Zionists, and they're the ones that actually did want to get rid of, you know, basically kick the Palestinians out, remove them from their homes. And part of that is, and again, this isn't one-sided. I know it's hard for me to even present this because it's, even just saying that sounds one-sided, but it's not, because at the same time, you know, they were having all kinds of uprisings of Arabs that were, you know, violently attacking Jews, and then the Jews would attack the Arabs back. So who knows where it started, chicken and egg, right? Who knows? But yeah, Jews came there because, you know, we were getting gassed in by the millions. And it wasn't just that. It started well before that, actually, in like the late 1800s. And that's when this book starts talking about it. But, you know, there were a lot of people that had the sense that things were going bad for the Jews in Europe. And Jews did not have a homeland. And the Zionists, or I don't even know if I would call them Zionists, but the people that came to Israel, the Jews that settled in Israel, came with the idea that that they were going to move the Jews from Eastern Europe to Israel. But then what happened is more than half of them got killed. And then they ended up filling the space with Sephardic Jews, or Jews from, you know, the Arab countries, which is another story. And that got all fucked up because, you know, they have more of a traditional lifestyle where the man works and the women don't, and kind of more like the Arab lifestyle. And then, you know, Western people don't like that because then it's not as good for the economy and whatnot. And there's a whole parallel of the tension between the two, the Eastern versus Western culture clash too, which is part of this, but also not really relevant to what I'm trying to talk about. But anyway, the point is, the Jews came, settled in Israel, and did a lot of really productive stuff. And also did some terrible stuff. And this guy, Ari Shavat, talks about it, I think, in as honest a way as he possibly could. And he's a reporter for Haaretz, which is a pretty good publication. You should listen to their podcast. I don't subscribe because you have to pay, right? And I'm Jewish, just kidding. But the thing is, so it's all fucked up how Israel was founded. But Israel was founded, and now there's half the Jews in the world live there. So to say you're anti-Zionist, where do you put the Jews then? See, I don't even understand the concept. Like, of course I'm a Zionist because I'm not for kicking out Jews. Would I be a Zionist in 1920? I have no fucking idea. But I don't have a choice to be a Zionist now because I'm Jewish. We're already there. So to say you're not a Zionist is akin to saying, well, I believe in ethnic cleansing of Jews. Because if you're not a Zionist, doesn't that mean that the Jews don't belong there? Or, I mean, I don't know. Or are you saying, well, the country of Israel doesn't belong, it should be Palestine, and then, but they'll be really nice and let the Jews live there, even though they've said many times, the people running the Palestinian territories, that their goal is to kill Jews and eliminate them forever. And so, you know, right? I don't know. So anyway, my point is the Jews are there and they're not going anywhere. So what are you going to do? You know, protest about it? I don't know. But anyway, where was I? I'm not making sense. I'm getting lost in my thoughts because that's not really where I wanted to go. But I don't know where I wanted to go. I just want to get this out so that I can talk about something else someday, because this is in my head. Okay. Well, how about this? Okay, at least the potentiometer is working. All right. So, anyway, right, anyway. but here's the thing. So it gets... So, And now I forgot what I was going to say. I think about like what I was going to say, and now I don't know what I was going to say. But, okay, so the situation right now is very hard. And this is the thing. I believe that the U.S., and I'm skipping around. I can't think of anything, a solution. You know, you have a lot of people that say, well, you know, ceasefire now. Well, the last ceasefire was refused by Hamas because they don't want to give the hostages away. So, and then I'm sure you can say something on the other side of that, but whatever. But here's the thing. Oh, I keep saying here's the thing, like that Alec Baldwin podcast, which I still subscribe to, but I can't get myself to listen to ever since he murdered that lady. I still subscribe. I guess I should unsubscribe. Here's the thing. I murdered this lady and someone else went to jail. But I have a little mouth. So, how do you deal with this? Okay, so Hamas attacked Israel, but there was a really interesting, Ehud Barak, who was a former prime minister of Israel, was on, was interviewed in Haaretz. It's a really good interview, like last week. And he basically said that shit shouldn't have happened. And it's right, because Netanyahu was a huge failure in, he didn't prevent that. They had all the intelligence and didn't stop it. So I think that has to go in. And of course, yeah, Hamas did this horrible thing. They're monsters. I agree with that. But, you know, it's also none of this. We wouldn't even be having any of this conversation if Netanyahu had done his job and, you know, listened to his intelligence. But instead, he's basically MAGA Israel and an idiot who only cares about himself and he's a narcissist. So he failed. So why is he still in power? And that's really the only conclusion I can come to right now. The only sort of like way to deal with this, if I was in charge of anything in America, is I think we need to pull. I think it's reasonable. I don't know the details of how this shit works, all this foreign policy shit. But I think it's reasonable at this point in time to just say, look, Israel, you don't get money from us. Until you just have someone else running that country. But then I read somewhere that, you know, the U.S. has a policy of not officially, you know, like telling other countries how to run themselves. They just, you know, actually just do underground coups instead. Coups, get it? But anyway, I think like we just have to pull the plug on Netanyahu. He's horrible. And, you know, and then there's the whole thing about all the people getting killed in Gaza. Well, first of all, you know, I don't trust the numbers coming because the people reporting the numbers are Hamas. The people that run Gaza, are Hamas. And that's a disturbing thing. Like, I can't get my head around that the people that actually are still running the city, like acting like the people that give you your driver's license, although they don't have that, whatever they... You know, the people that administer the city are Hamas, the same group that burned people alive on October 7th. It's a fucked up situation. So it's hard to... So when you're giving the food to distribute amongst the kids or whatever, you're giving it to the people. To the people who administer it are the people who burned Jewish people on October 7th to death and raped them. That's... How do you get... You know what I mean? Like, this shit is so... perplexingly fucked up that I don't even know, like, how do you even have a conversation about it? So, like, okay, but here's the thing. I'm Alec Baldwin-ing again. Is he talking? I don't want anyone talking on my ground. Well, that's very nice. It's called Peritos. No. No, I don't want that one either. I like that. So, okay. So here's the thing. Oops, I did it again. Oh, Brittany. Oops, scrotum. So don't worry, this is going to be over soon, and then hopefully I'll never talk about this again, but I will, but I might. But I just want to get unstuck. I'm just trying to unstick myself. Nobody listens to this anyway, except some people who like Hasan Piker's penis, because it's big, Turkish, hot cock. But so, okay, so let's just assume that the numbers are accurate. It's 30,000 plus people dead. A lot of them children. Netanyahu says that half of them are combatants. Okay, so whatever. So then the other half are not. But I just think, I don't know. I'm very, very suspicious that that's the best way to handle it. And that's the only way to handle it. And I don't think it is. So I guess I have two big reasons for saying that we shouldn't support Israel until Netanyahu is out. Number one, he didn't prevent it. Number two, his way of dealing with the attack after it happened is to kill thousands of innocent people. Now, is that his fault? No, maybe not. Maybe it is. Maybe he really had to. But can you trust somebody like that? Who's this crazy narcissist who didn't even prevent the thing, who's in, you know, and basically president to avoid being in prison for corruption? Can you trust somebody like that? That's the best way to deal with it when it's a complicated thing? Because I just don't. I mean, maybe if it was a president who was like ethical and good, that everybody liked, or, you know, could agree that he was at least an ethical person trying to do the best thing. But if they had that kind of president, then October 7th wouldn't have ever happened, right? So, and then what about the next October 7th? You know, they always talk about the next October 7th, but the next October 7th, if it's Hamas is going to do it if Israel doesn't prevent it. We know that, right? Do you think like there's something that's going to change that from the only way? How are you going to eliminate Hamas when you're killing half the people? You're just creating more Hamas when you have more terrorists. And that's just unfortunate, but it's the truth. You know, and maybe, yeah, it sucks that Hamas does harbor those. You know, they do use children as human shields. It's obvious. And that sucks. But the problem is that's a trick that they've done to entrap people who are not monsters, right? So in a way, they're turning Israel into monsters by saying, okay, we're going to hide behind our kids, and that makes them kill the kids. So now Israel's a monster, right? In any case, whatever you do, when you kill those kids, you're creating more terrorists. So the bottom line is more terrorists. Even if those killings are justified, even if every last one of those kids being killed and those innocent people are being killed is justified and it's Hamas's fault, which I think is justified in that, I mean, you can make that argument that it's Hamas's fault that these people are getting killed because they're the ones that did October 7th and they're the ones that use these kids as human shields and they're hiding them and Sinwar is in tunnels with his family and, you know, and they're, but the bottom line is the accounting says when you kill people, you're creating more terrorists. So how do you deal with that? I have no fucking idea. But I can tell you it shouldn't be Netanyahu, the one doing it, because he's the one that got us in the situation. And he's a right wing. They need the liberal side of things. And this book is really good. You should read it. Because it talks about the left wing and the right wing in Israel. And what happened is they were pretty much a very liberal country until 1973, when they almost lost the Yom Kippur War. And what happened is, when the right-wing people who were in a minority saw that Golda Meir and that group had, you know, basically been ambushed and almost lost the whole country during that 1973 war, then the right-wing people got power and they said, look, you guys, you liberals, you almost cost us the country. Now you're going to listen to us. And that's what caused all these settlements, right? The horror, you know, the settlements came. And then that makes the Palestinians even angrier, the settlements, because now you're taking over. You're saying, okay, we occupied this land because we won it in war, and now we're going to settle it and put the worst kind of people there, these Orthodox Jews who, you know, and it just created more trouble. And anyway, Netanyahu's, he's of that ilk. He is the right wing. You know, he's a settlement guy. He's a one-state Israel-only guy, and that's just not going to work. So, you know, he's got to go. He's got to go. And, you know, I remain a Zionist because I believe, you know, we need a homeland. And it's on the other thing is like, It's horrible the way that that country was established. There was some terrible shit that the founders of Israel did to get that country. But I don't think any of it is as bad as what America did to get this country where I'm standing. Killing millions and millions of indigenous people? Definitely. I mean, at least the Jews tried to be nice. You know, they didn't kill all of them. They, you know, they rounded them up and sent them home whenever they could. And although there were many times when they could have, but just killed them instead. It's awful, right? But if you're saying Israel doesn't have a right to exist in America, then you're saying you don't have any right to exist in this country and you should all give it back. Because the only difference is that what we did in America to take this country was much worse, much more ruthless, and it was like 200 years later, or maybe less than 200 years. It's just a small time difference. It's the same fucking shit. You got to think of the precedent you're setting when you do that. So the Jews are there. They're going to stay there. So you got to fucking deal with it somehow. I don't know. But the only sort of compromise in my head, and I don't know if I'd call it a compromise, it's just the only way I can sort of put this all together and feel like, how can I not, I'm trying not to be only one-sided in this. Yeah, I'm trying to see the reasonable arguments on both sides. I really am. And the only way I can do that to me is by saying, okay, Netanyahu's got to go. I think everybody can agree on that. Everybody reasonable should be able to agree on that. I don't know. She gotta go. You know, and that's the thing I didn't realize till I heard that Ehud Barak interview that was kind of eye-opening for me, because I always thought, you know, if we don't do what Netanyahu says, we're going to, it's going to repeat October 7th again. But what Ehud Barak said is no. The government, if the government and the army does its job, October 7th won't happen again because it shouldn't have happened the first time. And I think that makes sense. I think that's a valid argument. But, and then that thing with the Oscars, dude, you know, I don't know. That was kind of weird to me. The problem is there's this difference, and this I learned from reading too, is that so it's not just about occupation. It's easy to simplify and say, oh, like, you know, the occupation. Okay, I need to say what this, I need to find the quote that the guy from the Oscars said that made the Holocaust movie, and then we'll start from there. In his speech, Glazer, I'll just read this paragraph from The Guardian. Glazer, along with film producer James Wilson, won the Best International Film Academy Award. What? Sounded weird. Won the Best International Film Academy Award for The Zone of Interest about the daily life of Auschwitz Commandant Rudolf Haas and his wife Hedwig in The Angry Inch. In his speech, Glazer said that he and Wilson, quote, stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked as an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people, whether the victims of October 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack in Gaza. The issue I have with that is not, you know, the spirit of it, which, you know, it's not what I would say, but it's okay. I understand what he's saying is like, it's the dehumanization, although that's not. Yeah, I think there was another part of that quote that was the most important part, which is basically said like, it's about dehumanizing people, and that's what makes it, you know, when you dehumanize people, it makes genocide possible. And that's an important message, right? And, but when he says, and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation, which has left so many innocent. It's so I don't know what he's talking about. When he's talking about occupation, that could mean different things. Generally, occupation means, in from what I understand, the occupation refers to the occupation of the West Bank and of Gaza, which is territory claimed in war, which is occupied, not part of the 1967 borders, but the, you know, territory that was taken by Israel during war and not given back, and you know, and it was given back sort of in Gaza, actually, but it's still blockaded, so they can't, you know, get aid and food. Everything has to go through Israel, but they run their own government. But in the West Bank, it's still occupied, and they still have settlements there. So, but I think this is kind of like a little, what's the word, reductive. Now, if that's their definition, so that could be one definition. I believe that's the correct definition of occupation. But they could also be referring to some of the more extremist Palestinians just would call all of Israel's existence, all of Israel, regardless of 1967 or what, but every bit of Israel is an occupation, is a much more extremist point of view. I don't think that's what these people mean. So I think he's referring to the occupation of Gaza and the West Bank. And if that's the case, I think it's just reductive, because even if we were, and I, first of all, I should say, I think that we need to figure out a way to unoccupy those places. Personally, I think the occupation has caused nothing but problems, and it should end, but now it's even harder because it has to be ended in a way that keeps Israel safe. But regardless, in principle, I think the occupation needs to end. But I think that these people, this Glazer guy, the director, seems to think that that's the only reason why there's conflict, but it's not. It's ignoring the fact that these Palestinians are angry that Israel is there at all. And the ending the occupation isn't going to end that. It may improve things, but it's not going to fix the larger problem. You know, it's just a step. It's a step. But, you know, Israel isn't going anywhere, and my vagina itches.
That's prime. Wish you sex and fun. You ain't worried about getting money. The swamps of Alabama to be murdered.
Natalie is a bigger girl.
Natalie, she's a big girl. Okay, baby.
Mm-hmm.
There is an attempt to assume that the paradigm of the 7th of October is permanent, and therefore we are doomed to have a similar situation at any time in the future. What happened on the 7th of October? On the 7th of October, all the military power of the State of Israel was absent. We were not there. Had we been there, had we been there with 6 choppers or 8 choppers and 2 brigades, nothing would have happened. Nothing would have happened. There wouldn't have been any 7th of October. So the failure starts with the overconfidence that was inspired, that was spread, that was argued time and again by the Prime Minister, that Hamas is deterred. And Hamas is deterred because of the sophisticated manipulations of Netanyahu, that he thought Netanyahu is a man that is completely tied up to the myth that money can buy everything. This is how he lives in a personal way. And he thought that the money will buy the Hamas, and that if he will avail for them the hundreds of millions that comes from Qatar and from other places, will make it possible for them, that he will buy their acquiescence, that he will buy their cooperation. I mean, this was stupid, childish, narrow-minded, and it brought about a disaster because we behaved like we don't believe that they will ever be able to do what they did. And even when we had all the information, we had all the intelligence, the Israeli intelligence, which was known to be perhaps the best in the universe, and we were so proud of the prestige of the Israeli intelligence in the minds and hearts of so many people across the world. I can tell you, wherever I went, everyone used to say to me, A200, you know, is the greatest thing that was ever created. Now everyone looks at us and say, how with all the sophistication that you possess, you couldn't find out what they were planning? But the truth is even worse. We knew everything, all the plans, all the maneuvering, everything that they have planned, we knew. But we were so arrogant not to be able to believe that they can accomplish what they have planned, because who are they, these bunch of Palestinians, terrorists, that they can challenge this, the great empire of the State of Israel that is prepared to destroy Iran at any time. If Iran will deal with us, they will start with us. So I don't know about Iran, but for the time being, 5,000 Palestinian terrorists shook the foundations of the State of Israel. And this is because of arrogance and overconfidence. And this is what can't be the paradigms for the build-up of the future political arrangements that ought to be the basis for a changed Middle East. You know how many times I send soldiers and security guys to missions where from not all of them came back alive. So the basic allegiance that we have with soldiers and the security forces is that under certain circumstances, when the need arises for the security of the State of Israel, we have the right, the moral right, to send them to fight, even at the risk of them not coming back. But the hostages that were abducted and that are now waiting more than 142 days in the tunnels, they are not soldiers. They are Israeli citizens that were waiting to celebrate their holidays on Saturday morning in their homes, in the living rooms, in the bedrooms, in the safe rooms, in where they live. And we deserted them. We, the State of Israel, we deserted them. We ignored the basic fundamental obligation that we have to defend the lives of Israelis against enemies that come from outside. We were not there to defend them, and we have no right now to desert them and not to make every possible effort at any cost to bring them back. That's all.
Just shake my ass.
as the beat come on. Soon as the beat come on. Soon as the beat come on.
Might just do my dance. Shake my ass it is.
The doctors would be them, and then you saying they got period in the panties and all that, and then chickens under the bed. you said all that. I thought it was a joke. But you say no, you being serious. I don't mean no harm, Miss Edna, but you know, I thought this was a practical joke.
Well, it ain't.
And I'm trying to tell you, baby, no, we don't do that.
Sometimes, you know, you do laundry. And
we do laundry, baby, but now you talking about chickens under the bed, blood and panties, baby. Okay.
But sometimes sometimes you got your panty, and sometimes there's
just
a little bit of duty.
Okay, baby, can you call back in the morning and talk to the manager, please?
A little bit of duty.
But you have to hang up because you're still on my line.
But sometimes there's a little blood or duty, and you don't know it. And so you're saying you don't wash.
Oh.